Jesse saw a silver goal, script 58 by Francis Macbeth.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Leon, did you see what Itchy Brother and Biggie Rat done this morning?
No, I slept late. I stayed up and watched that vampire movie last night.
Oh, boy, you two sure take the price. Itchy Brother and vampires. You two have got just about as much taste as I don't know what.
Now, Mr. Jesse, them's educational shows. You learn what to do if it happens here in Gum Springs.
If what happens?
Well, you know, if we have a vampire, you can only kill him with a silver bullet, or was that a wooden stake? You see, if one flies through, you win.
Leon, you don't believe all that stuff.
Well, I don't know. I had an aunt. You remember Aunt Rhesus? She can take off warts with stump water.
Oh, Leon, that's just plain superstition.
No, it's real stump water.
Yeah, Jesse, and what about that woman down there at Gurdon that could cure the heartbreak of psoriasis by holding that peach limb over your head while you sit in a tub of Clorox?
Yeah, Mr. Jesse, what about that?
Well, sometimes I think there's hope for you two, and then you come out with this mess.
Now, Jesse, you got to have an open mind about these things. Now, didn't you tell me yesterday that you saw a flying saucer?
No, I said I saw a silver ghost, and that's the model of Rolls Royce.
I didn't know that.
Well, did it fly in the wonder, Mr. Jesse? Sam, how come Mr. Jesse leave in such a hurry?
Oh, I don't know. He's the one who said he saw a ghost.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Mr. Buddy.
Hey, Sam. Hey, how come Jesse didn't speak to me when I passed?
Oh, I don't know. He got upset about something. We was talking about the ghost he saw.
He saw a ghost?
Said he saw.
Said he did. Did you ever see anything like a vampire or something?
Well, there's one of my bosses up at the college that I'm not sure about.
Does he wear a cape?
No, he wears hush puppies and a striped tie.
Is that a sign?
I've never seen a ghost, but did you hear about that Martian spaceship that landed out there in Arizona?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Arizona.
Yeah, they landed right out there in the desert in front of an old abandoned filling station. They walked up to the three gas pumps and tried to talk to them.
Is that true?
Well, they finally got disgusted and went home. They told their leader that Earth people were sure backwards and dumb. They said they found three of them down there, and they just stood there and stared at them, said that they didn't have any legs and only one arm, which they kept stuck in their ear the whole time.
Sam, he joked us again, didn't he?